This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
To be praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, we pray with all of grace we come to you humbly ourselves and in thy mighty hand today, tonight, just thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth, and Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads in Deuteronomy 31, verse 3, the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing and a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for these next few minutes, I want to talk about get ready for the crossover. In this season, get ready for the crossover in this season. Hallelujah. People of God, when the God of the universe called us into a new experience and environment, trusting God for his provision, his protection, and guidance are very crucial and important in this season, because this gives us confidence and courage in the midst of change. Beloved, our God does not change, nor does he fail. The word of God says here in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve is an awesome God. He's a God that sits high but look low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Here in the word of God, Moses had died, and Joshua was his successor. He was the one that would take over to bring the people into the promised land. Yes, when we look at Joshua chapter 4, verses 15 through 24, it reads, and the Lord spoke unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord was come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the sole of the priest's feet were lifted up onto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place, and flood all over his banks, as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal, in the east border of Jordan. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spoke unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their father in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before them until they were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. Yes, beloved, again tonight we're talking about, let's get ready for the crossover in this season. Let's cross over to the place of your destiny. People of God, the Red Sea and the River Jordan were two major obstacles that Israel crossed on their way to Canaan. Their ability to cross these hurdles became a major milestone repeatedly mentioned in the scriptures. They remind us that their ability to cross these obstacles was due to the mighty hand of God. Yes, people of God, the Red Sea and the River Jordan represented obstacle, opposition, and trial. They represent the impossible situation of life that we want God to turn around in our behalf. Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, listen, beloved, we all have our Red Sea and River Jordan to cross, even now in 2023, as we're on the verge of crossing over into 2024. Jesus tarry, God's willing, in only a few days from now, we'll be crossing over with the Lord's help. You see, only by the power of the mighty hand of God will you be able to cross over these obstacles in your life. We know that God is a good God, and he's a God that don't fail, and he's a God that backs up what he says. So brothers and sisters in Christ, we live in a time and a season where Almighty God still sits high, but look low. Almighty God, he is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need in our lives. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. Yes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is still in charge. Yes, beloved, many of us like Israel at the time, who stood before the Red Sea or before the River Jordan, were afraid. They were thinking that they might drown. So crossing over Hallelujah. The Jordan. At the time, looking possible. But yet God said unto them, as well as unto us today, to move forward. And once they moved forward in faith, the Red Sea gave way. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it goes down to say in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So according to Matthew 6:33, we must seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Seek first the Lord, the kingdom of God, and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Oh, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we position ourselves in right position and we are anchored in Jesus, we can expect God to come to our rescue. Bible says in Psalms 46, verse 1, for our God is a present help in time of trouble or in time of need. Yes, we can look on to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord. So, beloved, many of us are at this point in life, even now in 2023. We are at this point in life where we are at the Red Sea or at the River Jordan. And we have allowed fear to come in. You see, when fear come in, it cancels our faith. But when we have faith, and we rebuke fear, we can move forward in the things of God. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 reminds us that God haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So, beloved, we have to understand that at this point in life where we are, wondering how God will get us over, how God will make a way out of no way, how God will help us to cross these impossible hurdles of life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be reminded of what John 10:10 says, the thief comes not to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. When we put our hands in the Master's hand, when we look on to Jesus as being the author and finisher of our faith, when we are wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God, we can expect victory to come. You see, when it's impossible with man, it becomes possible with God. The impossibility of man causes a platform for God to perform, for God to do what he does best. And that is the impossible. Yes, some of us here this night underneath the sound of my voice, we need to cross over from where we are now to where God wants us to be in life. And the only way that can happen, we have to wait on the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, child of God, you need to cross over to the place of your destiny. So get ready. For a crossover time is here. Yes, believer in Christ, you need to cross over. Cross over with a new mindset. Cross over from defeat to victory. Cross over from fear to liberty and freedom. Cross over from poverty to prosperity. Cross over from adversity to the rest of God. Cross over from self pity to self-esteem. Cross over from self-defeat to success. From the valley of decision to joy and hope. Cross over from anxiety and worry to confidence. Cross over from powerlessness to the place of power. From a life of doubt and negativity to a life of faith and conviction. Cross over from a life of lack to plenty, from a life from sickness to good health. Yes, there are benefits, hallelujah, attached to the crossover process that will take a few days from now. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we must forget about the past and look on to the future. We must forget those things that are not and look to those things that are in 2024. Yes, crossing over to our place, your place of destiny, it will require you to have a fresh start and new beginning. Yes, God wants to bless us. God wants to keep us along our pilgrim journey. He wants to help us to overcome any area of our lives where we are weak. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, get ready for the crossover in this season of life that you are living in. You see, overcoming obstacles in your Christian life, it is a must. It is vital to keep on keeping on. Yes, believer in Christ, you must be flexible. We must be flexible because we have not passed this way before. So don't allow, hallelujah, change to bring fear in your life. Remember what I said earlier, according to 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Yes, beloved, in order to be flexible, in order to be flexible to change, which is a necessity, we must allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead, guide, and direct us. We must understand that we can't cross over on our own power. We'll be defeated. But when we cross over, hallelujah, knowing that God, on God's power, knowing that God got us, knowing that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, beloved, as we are getting ready to enter into a brand new year, we should do so not just being flexible, but being determined also. See, when you are determined, you don't let pity stuff stop you. You don't let, hallelujah, oppositions and trials, hallelujah, delay you. No, we must keep moving forward and not looking back. Put our hands to the gospel plow, because the Bible says, when you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom. When you look back, you are the land for what will happen. No, we must stay focused on Jesus. Stay focused on moving forward in the things of God. Yes, focus. Being focused is a must. Hallelujah. Because when we not focus, we are in error. But when we are focused on the things of God and on his word, we are saying to God, I need your help. We are saying to him, we can't go no further without him. That's why he left us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us into total truth. Here the Bible says, in Joshua 3, verse 3, in the B clause of the verse, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. In other words, you must pursue the presence of the Lord. You must pursue, hallelujah, knowing that with God, all things are possible. Yes, beloved, the ark was a type of foreshadow, a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, a picture of victory. You see, on that crossover day, the ark was a sign that God was leading his people. And that's what God wants to do in 2023 as we cross over in 2024. He wants you to know that he's still in charge. He wants you to know that he still sits high, but look low. He wants his children to know that he knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. You see, the people's job was to keep their eyes on the ark and to go after it. Yes, if you will, God will. So, beloved, as we are getting ready to embark on this new year, the Bible calls us to be flexible and to not be afraid of change, and for us to be focused, to stay focused on God, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, and to let him lead us by his Spirit through his word into this brand new year of new beginning, of a fresh start. Yes, beloved, another thing that we must consider to do is to be faithful. When we look at Joshua 3, verse 5, it says, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Here, Joshua, the one that is leading the people, the one after Moses died that was instructed, that was chosen to bring the people across, hallelujah, the Jordan River into the promised land. And he gave a command, and he said to the people, consecrate. In other words, you set apart any sin in your life. And that sin that so easily besets you, you must shake it off. Forgive, ask God for forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says, he will confess our sins. You are faithful and just, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse yourself, because in 3 days, we are moving. We are going to go and cross the river Jordan. Yes, only be not afraid. Hallelujah. Just come on. Get in line. Get in position. Because the journey that we are taking, we must do it in faith. And we must stretch out on our faith and in obedience, follow the leadership of the instruction, follow the instruction that was given. Hallelujah. As we look on to the leader, as he go forth, knowing that God is in control. So be faithful, child of God, as we are embarking on the brink of a new year. This is a call for us to commit ourselves to stay pure in God's eyesight, to stay pure in our minds, our motives, and morals on a daily basis. We never know when Jesus is coming back. But he said in his word, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take us to a prepared place. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. Yes, beloved, the new year helps us to experience a new and fresh opportunity to get us involved and to be set apart from the world and the world influence, and to reconnect ourselves to Christ in faithfulness. Yes, the word says here in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, it says, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, not 19. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. It says again, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. So, beloved, at the moment of our salvation, God himself set us apart for himself. And when we truly get to know him, then we grow in sanctification by a process of our own being, continuously conforming to his image, the image of Jesus. Yes, beloved, child of God, get ready for the crossover in this season. Get ready. Because this is the season that God wants us to move. This is the season where God wants us to keep on being participators and not spectators. He wants us, hallelujah, God honors faith. So we must, hallelujah, go forth in faith because it honors him. Again, we are reminded that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So child of God, whenever you are facing new opportunities that can result in new beginnings, God calls upon you to sanctify, to consecrate yourself. Remember who or whose you are and make a renewed commitment to remain pure in his sight. Yes, crossing over to the place of your destiny is vital in this season. Crossing over with a new mindset is a must for a believer of Christ. Yes, as we put on the mind of Jesus, the mind of Christ on a daily basis, we must get a hold of God's agenda and our selfish motives and everything else that's not of God. We must put it underneath our feet, asking the Lord to forgive us and cleanse us by the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as a believer in Christ, it is a dangerous time in your life when memories of yesterday are more important than visions of tomorrow. Yes, the Bible said, without a vision, the people perish. So we need a vision to keep on, keeping on. We need a vision, a God-given vision, to keep on going forward in the things of God. Yes, believer in Christ, God has not brought us this far to leave us. God has not brought us to the brink of a new year for us to just sit and think about what have been in the past. No, we must leave the past in the past and move on to the future. Sure, we don't know what the future holds, but God does. He's the one that made it possible for us to still be here in the land of living, for us to still be here, found in our right mind, for us to still be on top of the ground not on top of us. Oh, what an awesome God. that we serve. You see, God is affording us as believers in Christ to see a brand new year in order to experience a new beginning. So make the best of it. Again, be flexible, stay focused, and be faithful. Faithful to God and to others. So people of God, remember, we must, our mind must be made up. Our heart must be fixed. Don't let fear grab you. Just keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Do what God have called you to do. That God given assignment they have placed in your life. Just keep on keeping on. Moving forward in the things of God. Yes, beloved, we each have joys that we must face from time to time. Yes, we as followers of Christ must be sensitive to the movement of the Lord in and around us and at the hour that we are living in. If we watch God, he will teach us how to live life day by day, or to pursue God on a daily basis. Because he knows best what it takes in our lives in order to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Yes, my beloved, there will come a time that requires us to leave our own comfort zone. Yes, and if we, as children of God, ever expect to get past our obstacles that we face and for us to enter in our canon, we must learn to follow God in his leadership, because it is vital and important for us to stay tangled up, tied up, wrapped up into Christ. We must never get to the place in life where we feel like throwing in the towel. We must never be guilty of treating God like one of our buddies. No, the God that we serve is a holy God. The God that we serve is an awesome God. The God that we serve is all powerful. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, there must always be a holy reverence and a fear of the Lord in our hearts, because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Yes, God help us. God help us should be our prayer each and every day of our lives. And we should never allow a spirit of familiarity to cheat us out of our walk with the Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, always remember this, that our God is a holy God. Our God is a righteous God. And we are still nothing without him. We are still nothing but sinners saved by grace, by God's marvelous grace. So we must learn to walk in the Spirit, that is, faith. Learning to give control of our lives to the Holy Spirit of God and to follow God as he leads us by his word and through his power, the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says here in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, examine yourself whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Christ, Jesus Christ, is in you, except you be a reprobate. That's why we can't go around pointing fingers, because we should be busy doing us, doing you, making sure that your house is in order, making sure that if your name was called and your number was pulled, you would be ready to meet your maker. You'd be ready to meet Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. So examine your life make sure it is as clean as possible on a daily basis, second by second, day by day. Yes, people of God, most of the time, God will require us to take a step of faith in order to see our Jordan part, because we know that faith is what pleases him. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. When we look at the word of God in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can say or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yes, beloved, it's never about what we can do. It is always about what the Lord is able to do in our lives, in us and through us on a daily basis. So remember that faith honors God, and God honors faith. Yes, beloved, when God does something, it will be done right, and it will be done forever. So, beloved, God is the miracle worker. God is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. Yes, believer in Christ, the God of the universe, is the same miracle working God that was back then, that is now. You see, we live in an ever-changing world, but the God that we serve, he never changed. He did it for Israel. He'll do it for his children. He's no respecter of person. Yes, beloved, God is the same miracle-working God that he always has been. Yes, we need to expect a miracle to happen in our lives. And we also need to erect a memorial in God's behalf, because a memorial is something that will remind us of what God did. The purpose of the memorial will be as important, an important landmark for those who will come after us, that generation. They're coming behind us. Yes, people of God, never forget what the Lord has done for us in our yesterday. It is those yesterday experiences that will tire us over when the trials of today and tomorrow arise in our lives. Yes, we must be obedient to what God says and what God will do in our behalf. You see, obedience and constant renewal of our mind with the truth in God's word are the keys to a lifestyle of growth and a lifestyle of process of success. Yes, child of God, when you cross over into the brand new year, when you cross over in a few days from now, cross over with your goals in mind. Let God know about them real early. Never forget for tomorrow. Don't allow what you can do today wait until tomorrow. Because tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day of salvation. You see, what you can do today, don't let it linger until tomorrow. Cross over with God's presence, and also with a spirit of urgency. Beloved, we are living in the last of the last days. So make full use of the time that God has given you in order to achieve the purpose that God has in you for you. You see, cross over with a clean heart. Cross over. Hallelujah, with a clean one. Do a spiritual check upon yourself before it is needed, and it will lighten up areas in your life that you need to adjust on a daily basis. Yes, beloved, don't cross over with a lot with heavy baggage, because they'll slow you down. Cross over with a new mindset. Cross over with a vision that God has given you. Some believer in Christ, we are going to cross over by being people of great radical faith. We will step out in faith. When we step out in faith, two things will happen. The supernatural will occur. And we are going to cross over by being prepared. The supernatural will appear and occur. And we are going to cross over with confidence and also being prepared to face our enemies as we go forth, of knowing that God is leading by his spirit. So cross over into 2024 to take over, because God is with you. Let this be your determination. Let this be your mind, your mindset for 2024. Sure, 2023 was a good year. 2023, there was a setback, but you came back from your setback more knowledgeable, more strong than ever before. Yes, we are reminded again of what Deuteronomy said in Deuteronomy 31, verse 3. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord has said. It is good, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to have a leader that is determined, a God-fearing leader that is determined to go forward, knowing who he or she is in the Lord, by putting on the whole armor of God, that they may withstand the wiles of the devil. Thank you for the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our foot shod with preparation for the gospel of peace. Thank you, Lord, as we go into the ministry of binding and loosing, we bind up all principalities and powers of darkness. Bind up all spirits of wickedness in high places. Bind up all ungodly activities within the atmosphere. Binding up right now all confusion, division, and separation influences from our lives. Binding up all doubt, fear, and unbelief. Stand on your word. It says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, God haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of power of love and of a sound mind. Oh, the God that we serve, he's awesome. The God that we serve, he knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And with that said, we are determined. Our heart is fixed. Hallelujah, Lord. Our mind is made up to look forward in the things of God. We want to totally trust God even more in 2024. We need to, hallelujah, have a new, fresh commitment made on our part to God, to the promises of God, which is here and amen in Christ Jesus. We thank God for Jesus, who went to Calvary's cross, shed his blood for you and me. Jesus, he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus, he is the one that has helped us. He is the one that set the course, gave us an example on how to go forth and be effective in what we do. Yes, people of God, when the God of the universe, who calls us into new experience and new environment. We must trust him for all his provision, his protection, and his guidance, which are very important and crucial in these times that we're living in. And in return, this will give us confidence and courage, even in the midst of change, to keep on going forward. Yes, beloved, remember our God. He don't change. He don't change, and he won't fail, because he don't have no rivalry, no competition. See, God is God all by himself. He's the God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Also, a reminder, when it comes to trusting him, how can we trust him when we can't? Hallelujah. When we can't track him. We stop by to let you know that trust means to rely on. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. The God that we serve is faithful. He's faithful to himself, faithful to his word. The word of God. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. The word of God is powerful. It's like a hammer that's breaking forth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember your Red Sea and River Jordan experience, again, which is two obstacles that Israel at this particular time was facing. And even ourselves, we may come across obstacles, trials and tribulations that would tend to delay us on what God has called us to do. But we are thankful and grateful, because the God that we serve, he still can come through in our behalf. Yes, it's not too late to keep believing God to answer that prayer that you are praying about. It's not too late for God to honor the request that was sent. It's not too late for God to save, deliver, and set free. It's not too late for God to do what he does best, and that is to bring deliverance in our lives, to turn things around in our favor, to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The Bible says that we lack any wisdom, let us ask God, who gives it to us deliberately, who is willing to place upon our lives, each and every one of us, as a follower of Christ. Hallelujah. To make a way out of no way for us. You see, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is the way maker. He is the one that is able to deliver. He is the one that is able to help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. So we must remember, in order for us to go forward and to be effective in 2024, we must do it holding on to God's unchanging hand and letting God be God, the God that sits high, but look low, the one that knows it all. The Bible says in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall he cover us underneath his wings. Yes, our God is awesome. We must seek the Lord while he may be found. We must do like the deer that desire to drink from this river, from this stream. And when he drunk it in a cool feeling that was going down, the thirst was quenched. So we, in 2023, as we get ready, cross over in 2024, we must pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray that the Lord, our God, will help us to overcome in areas where we may be weak. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is the one who went to Calvary. He's the one that he nailed on an old rugged cross. He's the one that laid stripes upon his back. He's the one that put a crown of thorns on his head. He's the one when sweat and blood came trembling down on his brow. He didn't say a mumbling word. Jesus is the one that carried an old wooden cross to Calvary. He's the one that they put on, that they laid on that cross, drove spikes through the palm of his hand, through the ankle of the feet of his feet. Jesus is the one that they raised them high and they stretched them wide. Jesus is the one that they pierced them in the side and water and blood came trembling down. Jesus is the one, before he got ready to allow his spirit into God's hand, said, forgive them. They know not what they do. When they pierced him in the side, water and blood hit the ground. Lightning started flashing. Thunder started roaring. Those that was in the grave came out, walking around among the living. Jesus is the one that after, hallelujah, took him off that cross, placed him in a borrowed tomb, and after 3 days, he rose up with power on high, here in heaven, as well as here on earth. Jesus is the one, before he left here, told his disciples to go tarry at Jerusalem and wait for the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to come in, and he will lead you into total truth. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray.